Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wrestling with History, exclusively in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. I want to talk about the hottest wrestling angle since I was in high school. We're going to do that right after my theme music.
American Dream.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation, heard worldwide on VOCNation.com.
The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger. God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly.
Thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I've put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't even know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait and see.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com, Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
Wrestling with History, this is a bonus episode. As, of course, you can hear it by the background noise. I'm driving, and I'm somewhere on the roads of America driving, and that's one of my favorite times to record bonus episodes because I get to gather my thoughts and communicate them to you clearly without Namar with his contrarian views and his senseless views on the current wrestling product. I mean, he's just a hater. So it's easy for me to come to you by myself and talk to you about what I think is the hottest wrestling angle in what equates to be a generation. I mean, there are kids today there are adults today that weren't born the last time that wrestling was, as The Rock says, cool again or this interesting. And that is what I want to talk about. It's not so much the angle itself or analyzing who's going to win the WrestleMania match. We can talk about all that. But the great thing is, with The Rock coming back to wrestling after making himself not, I wouldn't even say arguably, he is the biggest star on the planet. I mean, this guy is box office. And for all of you haters that say, oh, well, he had a terrible year. His show got canceled. His last movie flopped, blah, 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 blah. He had the Oprah thing where he was raising money for Hawaii. I get it. But guess what? People raise money for good causes all the time. You don't know how much he donated to that cause himself. That doesn't mean he can't go and ask people to donate as well. There's a tragedy that happened on the island of Maui. That, neither here nor there. The Rock is the biggest star on the planet. He came back to the WWE. And I've been saying this, I believe, I'm not sure, but I know I've been saying it outside of doing these podcasts, but I've been saying for years that all it takes is money to bring the Rock back into the fold. They pay Brock Lesnar to be a part-timer. They pay Roman Reigns to essentially be a part-timer. Why can you pay The Rock $20 million a year? The same thing that he's going to get to make a movie. To do what he's doing now and bring casual fans back to the wrestling product. I think the other thing The Rock has done, and it's, of course, I mean, clearly Vince is out of the picture, and The Rock and Triple H have more control over the product. Clearly, the TKO people think differently about making wrestling a children's product than Vince McMahon did. Because the edge is back to the product, and I've maintained that wrestling is an adult product. If I want my kids watching something on television or something on the internet, I don't want them watching professional wrestling. Generally, what it does is it makes them want to wrestle each other, and that's not what I'm looking for. Now, when they're a little bit older, fine. But really, wrestling is for adults, for teenagers, people that can handle that. And I think what's happening now with the language and the edge to the product is you're gearing the product much more towards an older audience. And not older meaning 50, older meaning over 15. I mean, these kids, you can say, all right, you know, let's bleep out the F word because we don't want that on TV. But generally, once you get to about 8th grade, you're using it an awful lot anyway, aren't you? I mean, anybody that's listening right now probably grew up, I'm not supporting this because I am a card-carrying Christian, and I don't use the language myself, but you can't really complain about it because most of you use that language in your daily walk, and you did back when you were a kid too. So, if we really face facts, the edge to the product is enhancing the product, and you're really not isolating anybody other than small children who I would argue I don't want watching the product anyway. So we're getting back to communicating and gearing the product to the audience that we did back in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and we're doing it with a modern twist and modern style of presenting the product and the enhancements that we have with social media and social networking. I think it's very innovative and very cool that you end a segment like that last week on Monday Night Raw, where The Rock is making Cody bleed, and then you keep it rolling after the show goes off the air, and you essentially create an entire new segment for the internet audience and get millions of hits. I mean, just really, really good job by the WWE production staff. And super innovative. I think it's amazing. I think that this year's WrestleMania is drawing all kinds of new fans to the product. We'll actually see how the numbers turn out. But business is as good or better than it's ever been before. And I know I argue with my co-host, Namar Wells, all the time about the current product and the state of the business in general. And listen, as a fan, and that's why this show is called Wrestling with History, because for the longest time, I only watched the product from the 80s and the product from the late 90s. I mean, that was my fandom. I love Hulk Hogan. I love Jimmy Hart is one of my closest friends. I loved Bobby Heenan. Like, that is what I look for when I turn on wrestling on Saturday morning. If I'm sitting there eating breakfast, I'm going to YouTube and watching an old episode of Wrestling Challenge from the 80s. I'm not turning on highlights of Monday Night Raw. But You have to give it to the WWE. They're blending styles and bringing back their audience over multiple generations and creating the hottest product in at least a generation. I mean, this is quality stuff. So, let me take a quick break, and we'll come back, and I'll tell you my thoughts on WrestleMania, how it's going to break down right after this.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former WCW performer The Maestro, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Bruce Wirt, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archived free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
My Wrestling with History. And you follow us on X at WWHVOC. You can send an email to the show at WrestlingWithHistoryVOC@gmail.com. And please follow us. If you like this show, you like what you're hearing, give us a 5-star review and hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, make sure that you auto-download or get notified about the shows. It really helps us to grow. I hope that you tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell all the wrestling fans. This show continues to grow monumentally. And I always make the joke, don't judge us on the rest of the VOC Nation content because we only control ours. Wrestling with History drops on the VOC Nation podcast feed. It does have some great shows. In the Room with Brady Hicks and Bumps and Thumps with Brian Ferguson. Some great interviews there. WCW Retro with former WCW star The Stro, The Maestro. All that stuff is great. But I want you to judge us on what we do, what Namar and I bring to you on a week, at least weekly basis. So please like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff, and help the show grow. We're accelerating listeners every week. I was going to say viewers, but that's silly. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about before I scoot here is WrestleMania is coming up Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, I think it is. I don't know. It's either the 5th or the 6th, or the 6th and the 7th. You got the whole weekend in Philadelphia with the Hall of Fame, the NXT event, WrestleMania Saturday, WrestleMania Sunday, and then Monday Night Raw coming up on Monday, and SmackDown also on Friday. So it's going to be a great, great, great weekend of wrestling. And I can't comment on everything because I'd be lying if I told you I watch all of the product, you know, in its entirety. But I do want to tell you that I am split 50-50 on whether or not Cody Rhodes finishes his quote-unquote story at WrestleMania. I'm rooting against that. So I think, and I've said this before on record, on the air, Cody will be booed out of buildings once he becomes the champion if that happens. All of you people, Dave LaGreca, Conrad Thompson, we want Cody to finish the story. Cody's going to be a megastar. He might be, probably as a heel. I don't think Cody can inspire people with his promo style as a face. And I could be proven wrong, but I think once the WWE, and this happened more in the Vince era, so let's see how Triple H does it. Vince would have a habit of shoving people down your throat and making you hate that person. So the last two times that WWE tried to push somebody at us, it was Roman Reigns and it was John Cena, and you ended up with mixed reactions. Thankfully, they turned Roman heel. Cena had that mixed reaction all through his career because the fans can feel it when you're pushing, and pushing a star at them that they might not want to like. So I feel like that's going to happen with Cody, or it could happen with Cody, and I'm not sure that he will be able to have the juice to carry the company as a face. So I am rooting for the Roman Reigns victory. I think there's much more that you can do right now with a heel champion because there's so many great baby faces in the company. You could argue that a lot of them could work heel as well. Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre can work on either side. But I believe that Roman Reigns as the champion, with Cody chasing, with CM Punk chasing, with Seth Rollins chasing, presents to be the best product that you can have. And they really want to go past Hulk Hogan's title reign. I believe that they absolutely want to do that. And that would involve Roman Reigns carrying the title past WrestleMania, I think through the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see how that goes. So I think it's 50-50. I think they may just make the fans happy and let Cody finish his story. There's a chance that if you don't do that, you kill the rest of the momentum that Cody has. I think it's teetering. He did a good job this past Monday night where he came out with a House of Fire. House of Fire, baby. House of Fire. He came out with House of Fire and he tried to exact revenge on the Bloodline. Didn't work out so well. He got whooped at the end. Really, if he comes out and loses on Saturday and Sunday, it really doesn't look strong for Cody. But on the other hand, I'd love to see it, because I think Cody versus The Rock, if The Rock costs Cody the match, let's say the Bloodline wins Saturday, The Rock ends up costing Cody on Sunday, you could go with Cody versus The Rock without the title all the way through the Netflix era. Then you have CM Punk coming back. He could end up chasing Roman Reigns for the title, or Drew McIntyre. We don't know how that's going to end up playing out. I think you got a lot of places you can go. And then next WrestleMania, you could either do a one-on-one Cody versus The Rock, or you could do a turn by The Rock at some point, or a turn by Roman, and you could do The Rock versus Roman. Almost reminds me of the Nation of Domination, when The Rock started as a bit player and he turned into the leader of the group. And Ron Simmons lost his own group. So could happen with Roman. Maybe that's the WWE's dream, to turn Roman into a heel. We'll see. I mean, there's a lot that can be done. So I hope you liked what I brought to you this week. We'll see how my prediction comes out. I'm going to go 51-49% that Roman Reigns will leave WrestleMania as the WWE champion. Keep an eye on the Money in the Bank briefcase. Keep an eye on how that situation plays out with Damian Priest, and I'm not sure he's in that same class as the other guys, but we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy a great 4 days of wrestling, and I am excited for Namar and I to come back and talk to you next time together as we will eventually recap WrestleMania. So that's it for nothing. I was going to say for Namar Wells. That's what I usually say. But it's just me, Voice of Choice Bruce Wirt. Follow us, like us, subscribe to us, WWHVOC, Wrestling with History. And the feed is exclusively on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network podcast feed. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Hit my music.
American Dream.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
Heard worldwide
on VOCNation.com.
The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough.
Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal.
Jake, the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger.
God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans.
WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
What up? Thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I didn't know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait still.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com. Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.